Welcome back to Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast, where we remember and celebrate all things and everything classic TV. 40 years ago, this coming Saturday, back in 1984, the characters of Victor Newman and Nikki Reed married on The Young and the Restless. Now, we know that all of our listeners and followers do not know anything about, not all of you know about The Young and the Restless. A lot of you know nothing about it. However, there are those of you out there who do know about it, whether you still watch it like me or whether you no longer watch it. And I think a lot of people, whether you no longer watch the show or you still do, you know Victor and Nikki. You know Victor Newman, portrayed by Eric Braeden, who's been on the show since 1980. And you also know Nikki, who has been on the show since 1979, portrayed by Melody Thomas Scott. Now, the character came in 1978, but with a different actress. Melody took over the role the following year. So we wanted to take the time to commemorate this unforgettable occasion in not only soap opera history, but TV history, because let's face it, soap operas are a part of TV history. They're a part of classic TV. The Young and the Restless has been a part of the TV landscape since 1973 and has been renewed for 4 more years, I'm thrilled to announce, because I still enjoy watching it. Now, funny thing is, my sister no longer watches it, which I still can't believe. I'm still shocked that that child no longer watches The Young and the Restless, because we were both introduced to it at very early ages. I remember it from like 3-4 years old. She remembers it from like 2-3 years old. So we both go back a long, long ways with this soap opera. She stopped watching probably about 9 years ago or so. So whenever I happen to give her an update, it's always something that, you know, she finds my updates incredulous. I don't give them to her a lot, but when I do, I love to see her reactions and hear her comments. It's very entertaining. But Victor and Nikki, they married for the very first time 40 years ago this coming Saturday. And that wedding is going to be commemorated on tomorrow's episode of The Young and the Restless. Of course, you can watch it on CBS. You can watch it. It streams on Paramount Plus. Also on the CBS app. So there are many ways to be able to see it. Can't wait to see how they commemorate this unforgettable occasion. Now, Victor and Nikki, of course, they did not stay together after their first marriage, their first wedding. They would split up. They married other people, come back together, split up again, married other people. They each had other kids with other people, but they always found their way back to each other. That was the thing that never changed. They always made it back to each other. And they've been together, back together for quite a while now, especially for a soap opera. They've been back together for quite some time. And it is my hope that they just leave them together. Leave Victor and Nikki alone. Leave them together with their kids and all of their grandkids and just, you know, no more breakups and divorces and all of that nonsense. But I remember when they had their first wedding. I didn't get to see it at the time because I, you know, was at school. I do remember that my English teacher, Miss Tesh, coincidentally went and got a TV from the library that day. And so all of her classes got to watch TV. Now, by the time I got to Miss Tesh, because I didn't have her until the afternoon, The Young and the Restless was over. All the soap operas were over, as a matter of fact. So we watched cartoons, including Inspector Gadget. Remember him? Inspector Gadget. Woohoo! Yeah, and speaking of which, for those of you who maybe didn't know, it was Don Adams who did the voice of Inspector Gadget. Don Adams, you know, Get Smart, Emmy-winning actor, he was the voice of Inspector Gadget. The voice of Penny was Cree Summer, who was best known as being Freddy on A Different World. So I wanted to throw that out there. But, yeah, she decided that she was going to be generous, and all we did was watch TV. And it's funny, I told my mom about it, you know, later on that day, and she said, yeah, she just wanted to watch Victor and Nikki's wedding. Which, yeah, I agree with that, because it was, like I said, it was a big event, not only on The Young and the Restless, not only in the soap opera world, but in TV, period. Because it was back in those days when, you know, people watched TV together. We don't do that anymore as a society, but we were doing it back then all the time. So it was a big event. I mean, Victor was a successful businessman and, you know, very wealthy. Nikki was, you know, a former stripper, stripping at the Bayou. She had a very rough, traumatic childhood. And so they meet at the Bayou, and Victor sees something in Nikki that Nikki can't see within herself. And he basically kind of pulls her out of the gutter, turns her into a lady. They become really good friends. They fall in love and they get married. So, I didn't get to see the wedding back in 1984, but I have seen it since. And it definitely was it had the makings of a fairy tale. It really was unforgettable. And so, yeah, we want to take the time to come on here and, like I said, you know, pay homage to Victor and Nikki, not to mention the actors themselves, Eric Braeden and Melody Thomas Scott. Because like I said, you know, whether you still watch the show like me or whether you stopped like my sister, again, if you've ever watched The Young and the Restless, you know about Victor Newman. People to this day, it's so funny. Whenever it comes up, whether, you know, I have talked to people who have not watched The Young and the Restless in years. And the first thing that they will ask me is this: is Victor Newman still on there? Yes, Victor Newman is still on there. Now, Eric Braeden, who portrays him, recently underwent a battle with cancer. And so we wish him nothing but the very best. We wish him well, because he's done a phenomenal job these past 44 years portraying Victor Newman. A very unforgettable character. And we wish him, you know, like I said, he is no longer in treatment, from what I understand. And we wish him nothing but the very, very best. And, you know, like I said, he's been wonderful to watch all of these years. He and Melody Thomas Scott. And they still bring a lot of magic to the show and to the characters of Victor and Nikki. Not going to get off into really a lot of the other storylines currently on the show, because again, a lot of you don't watch it, and I respect that. So I'm not going to get off into some of the other storylines that are taking place on there right now. A lot of them are very interesting, I must say. Some of them people are kind of hoping or get, you know, we get wrapped up and get resolved. As I said, soap fans, very passionate, very dedicated, very devoted, very loyal, very outspoken. But I will mention one storyline that I just really want to mention really quickly. I must give serious mad props to Eileen Davidson, who portrays Ashley Abbott on the show. She is involved in a storyline about multiple personality disorder. I believe it's actually titled Dissociative Personality Disorder, I believe. She actually has three different personalities. And a lot of people have, you know, made fun of the storyline. They're intolerant of it. But I mean, this is a mental illness that does exist. And I think it's really good that they are bringing this to light. I think that's a great idea. I think that mental illness has been kept in the closet and in the dark for far too long. And I think that this is a really good storyline that they have brought to the show. That's one thing I've always admired about The Young and the Restless. They have always been very good about bringing really realistic issues and storylines to the forefront. I remember one of the first storylines that really got a lot of attention. This was back in 1975. This was back when the Brooks family was on the show. And their mother, Jennifer, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I don't think this, they used to have this episode, because the Young and the Restless used to be a 30-minute soap opera until it went to an hour in 1980. And they used to have this episode on YouTube. I don't know if it's still there, but it was very, very moving to see. She thought that maybe she did not have breast cancer, Jennifer Brooks. But when she began to wake up and come out of, you know, being under anesthesia, and she began to feel around her chest, she noticed that her breast, one of her breasts, was gone. And that was a very, very, very powerful scene. And that was when The Young and the Restless won its very first Emmy Award for Outstanding Soap Opera, Outstanding Writing. They won for Outstanding Soap Opera, I believe, that year, as well as Outstanding Writing. And I can definitely understand why. Because it was a very powerful scene. The acting, the writing, the verbiage, even the lighting. It was unforgettable. No soap opera had ever touched the issue of breast cancer before. That was something that soap operas just did not even think of going into that kind of territory. But The Young and the Restless did. And sadly, the character of Jennifer Brooks passed away from breast cancer. So that's one thing I've always admired about this soap opera. The fact that they have not been afraid to really confront real life issues. Of course, they have all of this typical soap opera drama. They always have. But they've also, like I said, been very realistic. I think the most realistic of the soap operas to ever be on television. So again, mad props to Eileen Davidson. She's doing a phenomenal job juggling the three personalities that the character of Ashley Abbott has. Reminds me of the movie Three Faces of Eve, The Three Faces of Eve, starring Joanne Woodward. Also, Sybil, the TV movie that starred Sally Field back in the 70s that Joanne Woodward was also in. So yeah, this is very realistic. So just wanted to mention that as well. I think that, like I said, The Young and the Restless, again, doing a phenomenal job focusing on a subject that people just don't want to talk about, that is very still in 2024, very taboo, which is very unfortunate. But I'm so glad that they're not afraid to address it, and they're doing a phenomenal job. But yeah, Victor and Nikki, yes, tune in tomorrow, or else check it out on, like I said, Paramount Plus. You know, if you don't have the app, download it. You can go with the CBS, get the CBS app as well, and you can be able to check it out for yourself and see exactly how the unforgettable wedding of, and first wedding, the unforgettable first wedding, first marriage of Victor and Nikki will be commemorated on The Young and the Restless. So, Victor and Nikki, happy anniversary. And yes, I'll be filling my sister in on how they commemorated it. Because again, I love to get her feedback when I give her updates about good old Y&R. I love to hear what she has to say, and I love her facial expressions. It's so funny because, like I said, she hasn't watched it, like I said, in about 9 years. So to fill her in on what they're doing now, it's hilarious. But I will definitely be watching, that's for sure. Now, for those of you who are currently watching the show, as you know, Victor and Nikki and the Newmans are dealing with all types of crazy drama, and I'm sure that's going to definitely be, you know, a part of the anniversary celebration. I'm sure that's going to be intertwined into the 40th anniversary celebration, so it's definitely going to be something worth checking out. So yes, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Two Sisters and a TV, as we took a look at the 40th anniversary of the very first wedding and first marriage. Well, should I say the first marriage of Victor and Nikki, or the first wedding of Victor and Nikki, or maybe both are applicable? I'm not sure. I'll just stick to saying that this it is the 40th anniversary of their very first wedding. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you for joining us for this episode. We'll have another one coming up next week. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you won't miss out on any of our episodes as we bring them to you. And also, at your convenience, don't forget to rate this podcast. We love receiving your feedback. It really helps keep the podcast really in tip at its tippity-tippity top, as I used to say when I was a kid. It helps to really keep it in a great place. So thank you for those reviews and those ratings. And thank you for your time today, as always, and we will see you all on the next episode.